Well, before I introduce our guest to talk about youth unemployment, let's set the scene with this call from Bongi, who's on the line from Kyalami. Bongi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. I just wanted to say, as a way to try and contribute to reducing the unemployment of graduates, I've created this website where graduates can register their qualifications.
Okay.
And potential employers, basically from anywhere in the country, can look into the platform, it's a website, and find the graduates that have the qualification that suits their industry or suit the function that they are looking for. And that's really just my way of trying to to help the situation.
Well, Bongi, well done to you. Give us the web address, because I'm quite sure callers are going to say that address again. So give it to us.
It's www.internshipssa.com.
Internships, eh?
internshipssa.co.za. I'm quite keen for employers to really connect directly with candidates or graduates, especially the ones who are in far-flung rural areas.
Yes.
Who finish their qualification and have no access to employment opportunities. And this is really an opportunity for them to be found. So the graduates will say their location in terms of province and the municipality where they are located, and employers can search for a graduate that's in their location in terms of province and municipality as well, and really just give an opportunity to a young person who's passionate about what they have studied and are really keen to be exposed to the world of work. That's actually the key theme of the whole website, to expose graduates to the world of work. That's the aim of the platform.
Fantastic, and really well done to Bongi saying, okay, I'm going to do my bit. Here's the address, internshipssa.co.za. We'll go and take a look at that, maybe bring Bongi back for a longer chat about what her obstacles are and where her most successful interventions appear to be. 14 minutes past five. Let's welcome now to this conversation from the organization Youth Capital. Her work is described as a network mobilizer. Very good afternoon to Letiwe Sinodumo Nkosi. Thanks for your time on 702 Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the data, even with some improvement in the numbers, given our extraordinarily bleak unemployment figures, nevertheless are just as awful as they've always been for young people. Youth aged 15 to 24 years, unemployment rate of almost 60%. If you're 25 to 34, the unemployment rate 40.5, so pushing 41. And about 3.5 million of our young people are aged between 15 and 24 were not in employment, not in education, and not in training. And that number has actually gone up. What is the most significant obstacle, in your view, Ms. Nkosi, for young people getting into the world of work? Is it that older people are hanging on to jobs, or do you think companies big and small are reluctant to give young people a chance?
The challenges that young people face don't only begin when they start looking for a job, John. We've learned from talking to young people that the challenges actually start while they're still at school. We have devised an action plan that really charts the different roadblocks that young people face from when they are still at school. So, for example, the challenge of them actually completing their high school learning and getting their matric certificate is one of the challenges that young people face while they're still in a place of learning. And then there's challenges that they experience as they transition from a place of learning into the labor market. For example, the high cost of looking for work, that is a challenge that young people face on their journey to become economically productive.
Yeah.
And then lastly, there are challenges that young people face as they try to leverage existing opportunities. So, for example, the requirement for experience is one of the big challenges that young people face. So there are many challenges that young people face on their journey. It's not just one challenge alone, but quite a number of them even before they start looking for work.
I wonder if your research has covered this, but I would think for young people, whether they've had tertiary opportunities or not, must be under incredibly intense familial and social pressure, because they are in the home, but they're not contributing to the home. And the undermining of their sense of self-confidence must surely play out in whether they bring any confidence at all to bear when they apply for jobs or, you know, even get into job interviews. There must be a real, what's the word, almost evisceration of those young people's belief that they can actually get a foot through the door and make a contribution.
And that, you know, what you described, that lack of confidence also comes from the fact that many young people live in households where there is no one that can advise them on how to look for work. So there isn't an employed adult who can guide them as to what they need to do to better position themselves, to look for work, to even take advantage of any work opportunities that may exist in the communities offered by small, medium enterprises in the communities. So as a campaign, you know, we really advocate for ordinary South Africans to come alongside young people, strengthen young people's social connections, so that not only will their confidence be boosted for them to look for work, but
yes,
they will be given the guidance as to where to look for work, to go to a mechanic in their neighborhood and try to get some work experience.
Right, right. Tell us, Letiwe, I mean, there are all sorts of initiatives. Some the state is involved with, private sector entities are trying to do their bit. Do you have a sense of what works best, or is that maybe the wrong question, given that young people are themselves in very, very different situations? Some have progressed through the educational pipeline, others have got stuck.
So, you know, when we speak about the best route to take, I mean, there's definitely not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
But what I can say, and we've heard this situated by the president during the 2022 State of the Nation address, where he spoke about the role of the private sector and more specifically small, medium enterprises, is that if we can support SMEs, small, medium and micro enterprises to actually overcome the challenges that they face in order to employ young people, then, you know, we will ensure that some young people are given the work experience that they need. They do get their foot in the door. But it's really about ensuring that we understand what are the challenges that small, medium, and micro enterprises experience in
right,
trying to hire the right young person.
We're going to come back to this conversation. And again, I'd love to get your input. Either you're one of those young people trying to find your way in through the door, get a foot in. Maybe you're a company, small, big, medium. Perhaps you have experience in HR. What's your sense of this conversation? What are the questions you ask? For example, when your managers say, listen, we need to give younger people a chance to get into the world of work. We're going to pick up our conversation about youth unemployment with Letiwe Sinodumo Nkosi, who's with the organization Youth Capital. But a couple of you have got some thoughts. Let's hear them first.
Hi, John and 702 listeners. Nawaya from Chambisa. I think there are many challenges and different challenges with young people, and not only young people, even with adults, you know, in terms of finding a job. You find that most of the requirements for a job or a learnership, people don't meet them. I mean, for an example, if in a learnership there will be asking for a driver's license or a car.
Yes.
Many black families, we grow up without even a car in the family. You will buy a car if you get a decent job, you know? So now, if you need to be having a car before you even enter an employment place or a learnership program or a driver's license, and now lately, driver's license are very costly. I'm speaking from experience with my son now. For him to get a learnership in terms of the career that he wants to pursue, he needs a license, driver's license. So I've pushed that he gets a license so that next year he can try, apply. So yeah, what can we do?
Yeah, I think, Ms. Nkosi, some really interesting points being raised there. Are we... could there and should there be programs that help people with those kinds of things? Being able to get yourself a driver's license, even if you are part of a family that doesn't have access to a vehicle. Teaching people interview techniques and so on. Or are we, in some ways, you know, just equipping them to go to interviews for jobs that aren't there?
No, what we say as a Capital is absolutely there needs to be that kind of support for young people.
Yes.
We recently ran a campaign around what are the simple actions can ordinary South Africans do in order to support young people. One of them was, you know, paying for a young person to go and register for their learners, excuse me.
Right.
Right, so that's a simple act that an ordinary South African may do for a young person in their community, a young person that they already know. But in terms of organizations, there definitely are organizations, youth development organizations, that do exist and provide that holistic support that young people need. And what we advocate for as Youth Capital, the coordinated effort. In other words, for such organizations to work with, say, small, medium, and micro enterprises to say, as an organization, this is what we're doing to equip young people. Is what we're doing complementary to what you're looking for as a small, medium enterprise? And I think that coordinated approach will really lead to small shifts when it comes to the issue with unemployment.
Let's hear from another of our listeners, 072-702-1702, if you want to be part of this conversation.
John, I've been unemployed for 2 years now. I was unemployed at the age of 34, and now I'm 35. So I'm failing to understand how would I get a job. Qualifications are there, experience is there, but it's just so impossible to find a job, not even a job interview, John. I've sent it more than 1,000 of CVs, but dololo, nothing, John. It's very difficult finding a job, trust me, it's very difficult.
Letiwe, I mean, one of the things that really struck me about that voice note is, do you think in the world of employers and people judging applications, the longer you're out of work, even if people cerebrally know that jobs are difficult to find, that people start judging that as a sign that maybe you weren't that good anyway, and that somehow there's almost a little air of failure hanging over you, which, given the circumstances, is incredibly unfair? A, is that a problem? And B, any thoughts as to how we address it?
It is definitely a problem. We've seen in the research that we have done that the longer a young person is unemployed, the more they are deemed as a risk hire. However, what we advocate as Youth Capital is that every experience that a young person goes through, whether it's volunteering experience, whether it's that side hustle, that should count. Show that even though they've been looking for work, they've not been sitting down doing nothing. And employers need to recognize that experience as valuable experience. Even if you work for a small, medium enterprise in your community, even on a volunteer basis, we say that experience should count. And when you apply for long-term employment, an employer should look at that and consider you for the post that you've applied for.
Thank you very much to Letiwe Sinodumo Nkosi. She's a network mobilizer at the organization Youth Capital. Go to their website, by the way. There's some really interesting stuff, interesting ideas, research they've done, and so on. And let's keep that conversation going. Youth unemployment, despite the improvement in the overall stats, is catastrophic in our country. And if you've got some ideas, perhaps some direct experiences of trying to bring young people in to the world of work, do call us and share them. 28 minutes past 5.